You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The United States has raised concerns on India's move to impose licensing conditions on imports of computers, laptops, tablets, and some other electronic components, and both sides have agreed to discuss the issue further. The issue was raised at the bilateral meeting between U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai and Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal on Saturday. She noted that there were stakeholders that needed an opportunity to review and provide input to ensure that the policy, if implemented, does not have an adverse impact on U.S. exports to India, a statement issued by Tai's office said. India and the U.S. agreed to explore the issue further and find a solution that addresses both countries' concerns. Meanwhile, filings by the hospitals as well as pharmaceutical spaces in 2023 for an IPO have seen a surge compared to a slow 2022. IPOs totaling ₹6,563 crore have been launched this calendar year so far, with those aggregating ₹8,775 crore still in the pipeline. Of the total ₹15,338 crore in 2023, both launched and expected, ₹6,087 crore is in the hospitals, diagnostics and medical equipment spaces, while ₹9,252 crore is in the pharma and drug space. Among these is Jupiter Lifeline Hospitals, which raked in around ₹123 crore in a pre-IPO placement last week. According to Prime Database, the issue is worth ₹1,200 crore. Moving on, the NCLT will consider Hinduja Group's resolution plan for the insolvency process of Reliance Capital after the Supreme Court refused to stay proceedings before the Appellate Tribunal. The move comes after the Supreme Court on Friday refused to stay the proceedings before the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal. However, as of now, there's no clarity on how RCAP's life insurance joint venture with Japan's Nippon Life, Reliance Nippon Life Insurance Company, will be nullified under the resolution plan, sources close to the development said. Nippon Life holds a 49% stake in the RNLIC, while the remaining 51% is held by RCAP. In June, the lenders to RCAP voted in favor of the resolution plan submitted by the Hinduja Group. In some more industry news, in the last 15 days, at least four global capability centers are on a hiring spree and have hired about 28,000 employees during the April-June. According to analyst estimates, GCCs are set to hire around 150,000 employees this fiscal. However, since IT firms are expected to hire less during the year, the overall hiring in the sector is estimated to still fall short by around 50%. As per CEO of TeamLease Digital, Sunil C., the trend till last year showed that 70% of overall hiring was being done by IT services companies and 30% by GCCs. Over to economy. Zero balance bank accounts under the Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana have declined to just 8% of the total as on August 16, compared to 58% 9 years ago when the scheme was rolled out to provide basic banking facilities to the large unbanked population of the country. In the first year of the mission, after Prime Minister Narendra Modi unveiled the Financial Inclusion Drive on August 28, 2014, roughly 85.37 million were zero balance accounts out of a total of 147.2 million in FY15. Such zero balance accounts have declined to 40 million or just 8% of the total 500.9 million. There is no requirement to maintain any minimum balance in PMJDY accounts, while deposits in such accounts earn interest of 3-4%. Next up, banking. The government is not in favor of a blanket increase in the retirement age for public sector banks managing directors, CEOs for now, and would rather prefer to give an extension on a case-to-case basis to retain talent. The Financial Services Institutions Bureau, the agency responsible for selecting the heads of state-run banks, is understood to have recommended increasing the retirement age of managing directors of PSBs to 62 years from 60. An official told FE that currently there's no plan to increase the retirement age of managing directors in PSBs, as it will deny promotional opportunities to the lower-level officers. Another official described the discussions on increasing the retirement age in PSBs as very fluid. Lastly, the share market. Let's hear about the stocks that you need to watch out today. These include Vedanta, Paytm, HDFC Bank, IOC, ONGC, GAIL, Coffee Day Enterprises, L&T and Bharat Electronics. Vedanta won an arbitration against a demand for a higher payout from its Rajasthan oil and gas fields after disallowance of ₹9,545 crore in certain costs incurred. On the other hand, stock exchanges have slapped fines on state-owned oil and gas firms, including IOC, ONGC and GAIL for their failure to meet listing requirements of having a requisite number of independent directors and women directors. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.